French fried potatoes, red ripe tomatoes. I'm never satisfied. I want the frim fram sauce with the os and fay, with shafafa on the side. Shoot do de do ya do do.
Hi, I'm Norman Van Aken, and welcome to A Word on Food. Today's word on food is migas. A woman turned around in the exit area in the still-dark movie theater. The credits were rolling from the movie we had all just seen. It was directed by the brilliant auteur Spaniard Pedro Almodóvar and titled Pain and Glory. Looking at me, she said, "Excuse me, may I ask you a question?" I said, "Yes," talking in a movie theater quiet voice. She said, "I loved the movie, but I don't understand the ending." She looked at me with hope. I can put it no other way. Why she selected me, I know not. I was pondering the ending as well. Almodóvar has that gift in his storytelling. He captivates us with this purity of his vision and engages us with the existential, unanswerable qualities of living in this mortal place. I said to her, "I'm going to have to think about your question, but I do believe that Señora Almodóvar would be pleased with your sincere desire to understand his movie." Almodóvar was born in the small rural town of Ciudad Real, a province of Castile-La Mancha, where the traditional migas were a fundamental aspect of the cooking for centuries. Migas, which translates basically as crumbs in English, was initially likely a dish for the shepherds as they tended their livestock. It is a meal of necessity, as it is merely stale bread moistened with some water and put in a pan over a fire, to which they'd add some gathered herbs and a bit more of what was on hand, perhaps some wild mushrooms, a vegetable, some beans, paprika. Raisins or pomegranates could be added for contrast. It would cook subtly until it reached a tender consistency. A prayer would be said, and sustenance enjoyed. James Beard, award-winning cookbook author Anya von Bremsen, has an enticing recipe for migas in her book, The New Spanish Table. She names eggs over smoky bread hash. Hers combines extra virgin olive oil, garlic, pancetta, serrano ham, and chorizo with day-old bread that has been torn into very small pieces and fried along with eggs. In 2004, I was given one of the greatest honors of my professional life when I received the Madrid Fusion Award. I was given it for helping to, quote, co-create the new American cuisine along with Alice Waters, Paul Prudhomme, and Mark Miller. Sometimes I think I dreamt that day up. One thing for sure is that I remember José Andrés teaching me about preparing migas in Madrid the afternoon after the ceremony in the apartment of a distinguished diplomat of Spain. To know José is to witness enthusiasm in living, breathing form. I shall never forget him showing us the methodical way of gently basting the eggs with Spanish olive oil as he built his creation. A story that I have read has to do with how Pedro Almodóvar's mother planned her own funeral before she died in 1999. She decided how the service would be and what dress she would wear. She heard that the morticians had a habit of binding the corpse's feet so they didn't splay out in the casket. She firmly stipulated that if this should happen, her children should immediately untie her. She didn't want her feet bound. She planned to run free when she got to where she was going. I'm Norman Van Aken, and that's my word on food.